Buenos días.
Good morning and welcome to Fluidra's first quarter presentation results. My name is Cristina Del Castillo, Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders of Fluidra. Today's presentation will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, Executive Chairman, Mr. Bruce Brooks, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, CFO. You can follow the presentation through the screen of your devices, and during the Q&A, if you're interested, you must send your questions through the chat tab that appears in the lower section of your screen. You can send all of your questions from now on. All of the documents are available on our website, www.fluidra.com. It has also been sent this very morning to the National Stock Exchange authorities. Likewise, this multi-conference will be available deferred on our website as of this afternoon. So let's now start with the presentation. Mr. Eloy Planes has the floor.
Thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the first quarter of 2019. After the merger with Zodiac was formalized on 2nd July 2018, today we present the results of the new Fluidra for the first quarter 2019. For greater transparency and to ease understanding, to facilitate comprehension, you will see that in the same line we made in last year's results, we have provided you with information of the new Fluidra on a pro forma basis and excluding non-recurring items. Additionally, you will also find the reconciliation in the annex in order to perfectly understand the different steps between the pro forma and the reported consolidation. The figures for the first quarter show a bad performance in the American market. After the merger, 31% of our total sales correspond to the USA, and therefore quarters like this one can show comparisons that are a bit peculiar. This is so because the purchase pattern changes of distributors or the seasonality of sales due to the weather may have temporary impacts in a region in which we only act as manufacturers. Therefore, we have to put the results of this first quarter into perspective in order to understand the reality of the market. In the case of the States, the sales figure is basically affected by temporary impacts. An unusually cold and wet weather in California, Arizona, and Texas, the change in the sales model of certain categories of products in Amazon, and the transfer of our gas heater plant from the U.S. to Mexico. We value the impact of these sales at about 20 million euro. These impacts should actually be offset slowly in the next few quarters. In other markets, the season started dynamically. Europe, which accounts for 50% of our figure, keeps the trends we observed during the second quarter of 2018. The good performance of the rest of markets offsets the fall in the USA. The information we have about America and Europe points out to the fact that the business fundamentals are still robust and solid, and we expect this to be a very good campaign. During his presentation, Bruce will explain in greater detail the different temporary impacts in the USA and also an updated perspective of the other markets. From an operational point of view, 2019 is the year for the integration and implementation of synergies. Our teams have been working on this since last July, and we are making progress fast. We know the effort this implies for a company that, to its normal activity, must face an incredible number of tasks to assure the goals are reached. Our will is to implement these as fast as possible in order to focus on the resources as soon as possible on the business. You will see that the executed synergies level shows an annual run rate close to 17 million euros, and this places us in an excellent position to reach the 19 million cost synergies in 2019 and thus reach the 35 million that we defined in our strategic plan. The P&L account has been impacted by the drop in volume in the USA, but it shows a substantial improvement of the gross margin thanks to the price management and the implemented synergies. This margin improvement assures a good performance of results as we recover the sales volume. It has been an unusual start of the campaign, basically because of the temporary impacts on USA sales. But beyond this, Europe shows good dynamics. Margins are performing well. The company keeps on implementing its integration at a very good pace, and as I've just told you, there are no changes in the industry's fundamentals. Therefore, with this information, we keep our forecasts for 2019, and we're still focused on the implementation of the strategic plan. So without any further ado, I'm going to give the floor now to Bruce, the company's CEO, who, together with Xavier, our CFO, will present and analyze in depth the results of this first quarter.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today to discuss our results for the first quarter of 2019, which, as Eloy already mentioned, includes some short-term difficulties balanced out with some real long-term progress. I'll start with comments on our overall performance and trends in the business, and then turn it over to Xavier to provide more details on the financial results. The numbers you see on slide 5 are the 2018 and 2019 figures for January through March for Fluidra and Zodiac combined. I remind you that the merger was officially completed on the 2nd of July, 2018. In addition, on this and the following slides, you'll see a new column that references our results impacted by the new IFRS 16 requirements. Xavier will speak more to this accounting change, as I will keep my comments focused on the apple-to-apple pro forma comparisons. For this first quarter, sales slowed 1.1% compared to Q1 2018. We are also down 1.1% if adjusted for currency and perimeter, as the two cancel each other out. The weak start to the U.S. pool season, in addition to other temporary factors, which we will discuss later, contributed to this decrease. However, America's performance was mostly offset by our balanced global footprint, with strong performance in Europe and the rest of the world. Gross margin improved globally due to read-through of price increase and product mix. This, in combination with synergies, enabled us to reach an EBITDA of 44.3 million euros, or a 14.1% margin. This represents a 5.3% decrease, driven by the impact of lost volume in the U.S. and despite the positive contribution from cost synergies and price increases. We continue to focus on long-term value creation via improving quality, value initiatives, integration synergies, and new products to keep us on track with our margin goals in our strategic plan. Net working capital ended the quarter at 446.1 million euros. Year-on-year quarter growth was a very small 1.9%. Good management of accounts payables helped mitigate the buildup of inventories due to the softer sales in North America and preparation for the peak season in the Northern Hemisphere. This performance keeps us in good position to achieve our annual goal. Net financial debt stands at 857.1 million euros. Adjusted for currency, the evolution is 0.3%, which is in line with the situation of Q1 2018 and a good performance in the quarter in which we use the most cash. Turning to page 6, the integration process is a fundamental part of our plan to solidify Fluidra's position as the global leader in the pool and wellness industry. Our plan and objectives are clear: to effectively combine our talented worldwide teams and build on our customer-first approach to deliver strong sales growth while we unlock substantial merger-related synergies and value initiatives to drive higher margins and cash flow. The integration process is working really well, with over 20 teams and 200 of our best people focused on executing a well-thought-out plan. We have identified more than 4,400 actions as part of the plan, and we've already completed 82% of them. By the end of 2019, the vast majority of actions will be complete. Our progress on delivering cost synergies in the first quarter of 2019 was excellent. With an additional 8 million euros of full year run rate synergies on top of the 8.7 million euros achieved last year, for a merger run rate of 16.7 million euros. More specifically, we've executed over 30 commercial synergy projects with a value greater than 10 million euros and 22 supply chain projects for more than 6.2 million euros of savings. And we have many more projects to go in both categories. We're pleased to announce the successful merger of operations in Spain, Italy, and Portugal in the first quarter, followed by the successful integration of South Africa in May. Merging our duplicate operations in the different geographies is a pivotal landmark to fill our perfect pool and wellness experience mission. It's also key to reach our synergy targets. You need to keep in mind that in successfully merging two companies, there is the need to appropriately deliver coordinated efforts on all company fronts, legal, IT, finance, marketing, sales, etc. This strong track record builds positive momentum, providing comfort for future integrations. We still plan to integrate the U.S. and Australia this calendar year. We are very pleased with our progress on the integration and plan to keep the strong momentum as we go through 2019. We reaffirm our guidance for 19 million euros of run rate cost synergies by the end of 2019 and are well positioned for the 35 million euros as per the strategic plan. Our focus continues to be balancing integration synergies and continued growth of the business. Turning now to page 7, you see the sales evolution by geography. For the first quarter, sales slowed 1.1%, also down 1.1% if adjusted for currency and perimeter, compared to the first quarter of 2018. The majority of geographic areas performed very well, with the exception being North America. Southern Europe grew 3.5% and a strong 9.7% when adjusted for currency and perimeter. That's principally the Aquatron divestiture. With a good start in France and Italy, the rest of Europe displayed double-digit growth of close to 13% on an adjusted basis, with outstanding performance in Northern Europe and somewhat slower growth in Eastern Europe. Together, approximately 51% of our sales come from the European area. As mentioned earlier, North America suffered an approximately 20 million euro temporary top-line setback as sales decreased 13.2% or 20.1% at constant FX and perimeter basis. The weak start to the U.S. pool season, in addition to changes in the distribution ordering pattern, as well as San Diego's gas heater plant move to Tijuana, contributed to this decrease. We see these factors as temporary, but with the scale of the miss, we feel like these results warrant more color. The weather in the U.S. was abnormally cold and wet, slowing the start to the season, as I'm sure you're not surprised to hear. However, the season always arrives. In fact, April has begun the recovery and delivered more than 20% growth year on year. Builder backlogs are robust, and the marketplace remains optimistic for the 2019 campaign. As to changes in distribution ordering pattern, Amazon, who buys through distribution, decided to stop stocking pool equipment directly to focus pool activity on its third-party marketplace. This change takes them out of the preseason load while not affecting end-user demand, principally for our pool cleaners. We anticipate this change to have a temporary effect on our revenues as other retailers and third-party pool internet players pick up this business during the second and third quarters. The plant move from San Diego to Tijuana is an important milestone of our integration and synergy-related activity. Unfortunately, the startup of this facility got off to a later start than planned. Therefore, shipments of this product family in North America are not comparable year on year due to the move and have a material impact on our Q1 sales. This phasing difference will dissipate through the remainder of the year as product is now flowing, but will remain tight through the peak of the season as the teams work to catch up. All in all, we see no fundamental change to our business or the market in North America. Slow Q1 weather will make it difficult for the full year to be in the upper end of the growth range for that region. But with Amazon and heat coming back online, we still forecast a normal year. The rest of the world grew close to 2%, or a solid 6.2% at constant FX and perimeter, driven by good performance in Latin America and South Africa, and somewhat weaker evolution in Australia. If you turn to page 8, we see the evolution by business unit. Residential pool was impacted by the aforementioned U.S. performance and the divestiture of Aquatron. As a result, sales from this business unit decreased 1.9%. Adjusted for this divestiture, sales increased 1.1%. As a reminder, Aquatron's divestiture resulted from a commitment to the European Commission as part of the regulatory approval process for the merger, and we were able to complete it within the timeline set by the Commission. Commercial pools starts to show a positive growth trend with sales of 23.2 million euros, or plus 3.2%. Sales evolution in this business unit is primarily driven by projects where we have a strong pipeline, like Fluidra's recently landed contracts in Asia and South America worth approximately 10 million euros. The pool water treatment business shows mixed results with sales of 43.1 million euros, down 1.5%. This business has displayed a positive evolution in chemicals and somewhat weaker performance in water care equipment. Pool fluid handling sales increased 1.5% for the quarter, resulting in sales of 19.7 million euros. So while disappointed with the start of the year in the U.S., I'm encouraged by our overall results in the first quarter of 2019. We were able to leverage our global footprint to offset temporary blips, and I'm confident of even better performance in 2019's quarters to come. We delivered solid sales growth in our main markets outside of North America. We continue to improve operational efficiency to drive margins and are well on track with our integration and synergy targets. This progress and a strong recovery in North America in April allows us to maintain our guidance for 2019. With that, I'll turn it over to Xavier to explain the financial results in more detail.
Thank you.
Gracias, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. The result on page 9 has as a goal to ease the understanding of the business evolution by comparing equivalent figures. The reported accounts, which are not comparable due to the merger that took place in July 2018, are to be seen in this presentation appendices, together with a reconciliation of the pro forma and reported accounts in this page. This page excludes also all other non-recurrent expenses associated to the transaction or the integration of both companies. Additionally, and given the implementation of the IFRS 16 rule, we have excluded its impact on the central column referred to 2019 in order to be able to mention comparable figures with 2018. We have added an additional column on the right-hand side headed by IFRS 16 with data adjusted for these concepts. Having said that, we will now analyze the evolution of the main P&L lines. The pro forma sales figure decreased 1.1%, and if we exclude foreign exchange, it would be a decrease of 3.4%. And if we adjust perimeter because of the divestiture in Aquatron, the decrease would be of 1.1%. As Bruce has just said, the year started in an uneven way. On the one hand, the campaign started slowly in the USA due to a combination of temporary factors, both market factors and internal factors. And on the other hand, Europe and the rest of the world have started very well. The gross margin reached 53.7%, which is 130 basis points above the previous year. Where we would like to highlight positive factors like the impact of the sale price increases and the merger synergies, which more than offset the increase in raw materials and the imports tariffs in the USA, which resulted from the trade discussions between the USA and China. Operational expenses before provisions and amortizations reached 123.3 million, with a growth rate of 3.7%. This increase, which is net of the synergy savings, shows the investments in our key commercial initiatives, like our growth in the aftermarket sector in the USA, the development of new connected products based on the Internet of Things, or the reinforcement of our commercial teams devoted to sale synergies. As I've said beforehand, this chapter includes non-recurrent integration expenses, in other words, those expenses needed to reach the cost synergies. Provisions for bad debt reached 1.2 million euro, with a worsening compared to the previous year, due mainly to the evolution in Australia and the south of Europe. EBITDA reached 44.3 million euro, with a decrease of 5.3%, which is a figure very similar when we adjusted for currency and perimeter. The reduction in EBITDA is due to the loss of volume due to the operations in the USA, which we expect to recover during the next quarters. Below EBITDA, the account shows a significant increase in amortizations associated to the allocation of goodwill to intangibles to be depreciated through purchase accounting. The financial result reached 9.5 million euro, and it is 6.4% below the sum of the financial expenses of both companies in 2018. The variation in the financial result is due mainly to the impact of exchange rate differences. The net result, adjusted for non-recurrent expenses, shows a reduction due to the loss of volume in the USA and due also to the increase in the amortizations of the merger intangibles. As I've said at the beginning, we have included a column that shows the effect of the application of the IFRS 16 rule. As you may see, the implementation of this new rule shows a reduction of OPEX of 5.7 million euros due to operational leases, which are transformed into a depreciation increase of 5.1 million euros and financial increase of 1.1 million euros, with an impact on the last line of the company's P&L account of 0.4 million euro. As we shall see in the next slides, the balance sheet impact, both in assets and liabilities, is of approximately 100 million euro. As we have been doing ever since the merger with Zodiac was signed, we have included in the appendices the reported accounts of the company and a detailed reconciliation to the pro forma used for this page. Given that the structure of the information is similar and with less reconciliation chapters compared to the previous year, we will not make any comments about this in this presentation. Page number 10 shows us the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital reached 446.1 million euro, with an increase of 1.9%, which is 1.7% adjusted for currency and perimeter. Inventories grew by 9.1% as a result of the slow start of the campaign in the USA, and they are offset with an increase of accounts payable, which grew by 14.4%. In this page, we have also added the column for 2019 adjusted for the IFRS 16 at the end of the page in order to show the impact of the new rule in accounts payable. The adjustment refers to incentives received by the lessors. On page 11, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. We show a flow based on EBITDA due to the existence of non-recurrent items associated to the transaction, which would distort the comparison between 2018 and 2019. The first quarter is an investment quarter, given the weight of the Northern Hemisphere in the group's activities. The cash use is 103.7 million euros, a 15.5% above the previous year as a result of a lower EBITDA and a greater consumption of working capital. CAPEX is also above, associated to the investments for the Tijuana plant and the new offices, the new premises in San Diego, as differential factors compared to 2018. The debt is of 857.1 million euros, 7.2% above the previous years. Now, if we adjust last year's debt to the exchange rate at the end of the quarter, the debt is practically flat, with an increase of 0.3% due mainly to the debt volume in US dollars and the evolution of that currency. The peak of use of cash for the new Fluidra is to be found in April, and that's why the increase in debt since the end of last year is perfectly natural, and it's well explained by the evolution, the business evolution of the company. Without any further ado, I'm going to give the floor to our Executive Chairman, Mr. Louis Planes, to conclude this presentation. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Xavier. Now, the results for this first quarter show a start of the campaign that's quite unusual, basically influenced by the temporary impact in USA sales, impacts that, as we have said, we value at about 20 million euro in sales, and they should be slowly recovered during the next quarters. The other international markets show a good performance, and they practically offset the fall in the USA. The information we have both about the American market and the European market points out to the fact that the business fundamentals are still solid. In April, Europe keeps its trend, and the USA shows the start of its recovery with a growth in sales above 20% and with a robust backlog. From an operational point of view, 2019 is the year for the integration and the execution of cost synergies. We have our teams working on it since last July, and we are making headway very fast. As you may have seen, the level of cost synergies that have been executed so far show already an annual run rate close to 17 million euros, which positions us in an excellent way to reach the 19 million synergies in 2019 and thus be able to reach the 35 million defined in our strategic plan. We have shared with you the quarterly results, and we want to insist on the need to assess Fluidra's performance on an annual basis. Bearing in mind that the fundamentals in the USA and Europe are still solid, that the company's gross margin is growing up, and that the integration is being implemented at a very good pace, we keep our forecast for 2019. Sales between 1.3 and 1.4 billion euro, EBITDA between 240 and 260 million euro, and net debt over EBITDA ratio below 2.6 times. Our goals and our plans are clear. We have to keep on combining our effort in the execution of the integration and the synergies in order to improve our margins and cash flows, whilst we keep our focus on the markets and the customers to keep on growing at a good pace. Our estimates for 2019 and the level of implementation of the integration position us in an excellent way to reach our mid-term goals in our strategic plan 2022. And with this, we end our presentation for today. The only thing I have left to do is to thank you for your participation in this multi-conference and to tell you that we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you. Well, thank you, Aloy, Bruce, and Xavier, for your presentations. And now we will start the Q&A session with all of the questions that have been received so far. Let me remind you that in order to ask a question, you have to send it in writing through the chat lead. The first question asks for a detail about the different factors. Out of the 20 million impact we have mentioned in the USA sales, and additionally, they ask, since when do we know about this impact, given that beforehand we had never referred to them?
For the 20 million, excuse me, I got to take off the translation there. For the 20 million, we don't disclose the breakdown of that level of information to the investment community. But I think just to help you out a little bit, you can think of the three factors of whether the change of distribution policy of Amazon and the move to Tijuana to being roughly similar, with the factor of weather being the smallest or the least.
Yeah, timing.
Muchas gracias.
Well, thank you. Next question. Could you give us a greater visibility about the sales evolution in Europe and in the USA in April?
So, as we mentioned in the presentation, sales in North America were up north of 20%. Factually, it was 22% plus. Sales continued to be strong in Europe, continuing to grow quite well up until the Easter holiday. We saw a little slowness after Easter, but now it seems to be returning to normal and the run rate that we were seeing earlier in the season.
¿Cómo estamos viendo?
How do you see the slowdown of the real estate market in the USA?
I've obviously been reading about that. As far as the pool industry, we haven't seen it. It tends to be a lagging indicator as far as housing starts and those types of things. It looks to me like it's more about the availability of housing than a true slowdown. What we're really seeing is equity in people's homes, which we see as the driving force behind investment in pools to be growing. And ever since that equity in people's homes has been growing, we've seen the pool industry respond quite favorably.
Muchas gracias. Respecto a las
Thank you. With regards to the pro forma data for 2019, they want us to give a greater color. Does it include non-recurrent expenses or not of the integration of Zodiac? And which would be the EBITDA and the EBIT, the real EBITDA and EBIT? I've mentioned that, as we did in previous quarters, in the annex to the presentation, you have the detail of all non-recurring expenses on page 16, and you have a reconciliation between the adjusted EBITDA, 44 million, and the reported EBITDA, which is 40 million. And the main factors are 7 million expenses, non-recurring expenses associated to the integration, 2.4 million for compensation in shares, and a positive impact for the application of the IFRS 16 of 5.7 million euro, as I've mentioned during my presentation. Thank you. Next question. Do you still expect a sales growth rate of half a digit in North America for the rest of the year? Have a digit, have 0.5% growth. Have a digit growth in North America in sales? 0.5%.
The slow start to the season from a weather perspective. We expect to get most of that volume back. When you think about weather, it really depends on the timing. And when it comes in Q1, is the demand continues and usually has limited impact. As I've commented before, with low unemployment, you see some impact on builder capacity that pushes their backlogs out further, that may have a smaller impact on the full year. It does tend to impact the chemical business, but as we've talked before, the U.S. is not really in the chemical business, so there might be a little bit of an impact from the weather, but not significant. And then as you think about the heater plant coming back online and the timing of Amazon, we would still expect that our overall year to come back into that mid-digit range.
Respecto a los niveles de, de...
With regards to the depreciation and amortization levels, this quarter there's been 25 million compared to 20 million in the previous quarter. Why is that? What's the global volume that we should expect for the whole of the year? Well, the depreciation volume and the amortization volume, which has been impacted, as I've mentioned, by the increase in the depreciation of the purchase accounting, the annual volume that we should expect for the end of the year is of approximately 100 million euro, which is well consistent with what we have been mentioning in previous presentations. And obviously, it has had a great impact of the amortization of intangibles associated to the merger, which, as we have said beforehand in previous presentations, it accounts for approximately 65 million euro. The evolution of the working capital throughout the year, please. Right, the evolution of the working capital has also been mentioned in previous presentations. The peak, the profile, the company's profile after the merger changed slightly, and the peak of the greatest use of working capital happens in April, May. And the lowest point, which the trough, which was normally December, is now in September. And in principle, as we have given the long-term guidance, we should be able to position the working capital over sales at about 25%. Now, the estimate for the net debt or EBITDA ratio below 2.6 times is based on which exchange rate between the dollar and the euro? It's calculated based on the exchange rate we had in January and February, which is not far from where we are now. It's of about 1.15 approximately for the dollar. What are the commercial pool developments in the USA? When do we expect the first contracts?
On the sales synergies in total, we haven't disclosed sales synergies at this point in time. But as I've mentioned before, we see a sales synergy opportunity in both Europe or around the world, and in the States in particular. In Europe, we're now in the process of training the teams and starting to spread some of the legacy Zodiac product out into the broader footprint of Fluidra. And in the States, we're working to develop the product. So the Europe will actually come a little bit faster. And from a commercial standpoint in the States, we have to make sure that the product that we have in Europe is NSF certified, converted from metric to imperial, and those types of things in order to begin selling. So you won't see any anything in 2019. The sales synergies in total will start to become more material in 2020. And as you think about commercial, it probably lags a little bit behind the comments that I just made.
And finally, we are asked about when will we start knowing about these negative factors? When did you find out about these negative factors in the USA?
A ver, nuestra...
Let's see. Our results presentation was in February, and some of these factors, especially the internal ones, well, we knew about them, of course. We didn't know the magnitude. We didn't know the reach of the market development. But we do not make any comments. We do not report on specific guidances for quarters. It is true, though, that in the presentation we already pointed out, when we gave the guidance for the full year, that there could be certain variability between quarters due to changes, both in the order processes by the distribution and due to internal issues associated to the integration, which could give rise to temporary differences from one quarter to the next. Fine, thank you very much indeed. This is the end of today's presentation. We thank all of our speakers, and we thank you all for your participation. And as usual, you know that the Department of Investor Relations will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you, and have a very good day.